Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
The following show may contain adult themes not suitable for children.
Shut the hell up.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk.
It does go well with a chicken.
I didn't know hanging out with you was making me smarter.
Full disclosure, Morty, it's not. Temporary super intelligence is just a side effect of the mega seeds dissolving in your rectal cavity.
Oh, man.
Yeah, and once those seeds wear off, you're going to lose most of your motor skills, and you're also going to lose a significant amount of brain functionality for 72 hours, Morty. Starting right about now.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk is brought to you by Pub Beer, the official beer of cheap fun.
This is a conversation that I've tried to have.
He did a lot of it.
Germany's a great city.
I'm gay.
At the club.
What is the Colorado Rockies?
Space Force.
Head coach.
What? Hi, I'm a balloon. Bye.
Kick the ball, you little bitch.
You take a guy that won't be ready to play for at least 4 years.
I feel like a total idiot.
They're always upset. You've made it.
Excuse me. Quite many days.
I would crush you.
Merry Christmas, Pete.
Rocking you on a Friday. Why did I say that?
My son is an idiot.
Is that Gary Anderson that said he would crush you?
Yeah. That was at Pac-12 Media Day, and we were talking to him about racing.
Oh.
Remember that?
Yeah.
Running a race.
Yeah, he was real skinny, right?
That
was
he lost a bunch of weight, and he never really liked us, I don't think, all that much. And he looked us straight in the eye and said, I would absolutely crush you.
Yeah, because you were doing some,
how about that?
You were doing some running back then, weren't you?
No.
Weren't you doing some shirtless running at one point? Weren't you on the Brandon Sprague thing?
Not really. I mean, maybe, but
there were rumors.
It wasn't that.
There were rumors of you shirtless running.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, like, he did not.
He would not entertain
it. He did not like the challenge. Let's put it that way. You could see it in his eyes.
You think coaches are just like that no matter what? Like,
yes, I do.
Would Dan Lanning get competitive regardless of what you challenged him to?
Oh, God. Did you really ask that question? Are you kidding me?
But they would know if they were like, maybe not. I was going to say, there's got to be some self-awareness there. Where like, dude, you're barking up the wrong tree.
I don't know, homie. I don't know about
that. It's that weird, unwavering. I am fascinated by people that are like that. Like, who's it? Anthony Edwards that said that he would score a point against the ping pong players. I'm fascinated by people that think that they can beat, like, anybody at anything.
Who was it? I want to say it was even you who brought it up. There's like an athlete or former athlete that's like, it doesn't matter what it is. If you sit across him from a meal, he will try to finish his plate faster.
Yeah, that was
than
Roy
you.
Jones Jr.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. But it's just, it's weird to have that level of confidence, but it's also like the level of narcissism to think that you'll just win. Like, you see that sometimes where people are like, someone will be completely untrained in something and said, it doesn't matter, dude. Like, I'll just see red and it won't matter. I'll just dominate. And you're like, dude, that's not the way. Well, that's not the way things work.
Isn't one of human beings' biggest faults is that they think far too much of themselves?
Yes.
They think they're smart. They think they're strong. They think they're tough.
Yeah, there's always that thing where the guy, everyone thinks they can land a plane. Everyone thinks they can foil a robbery. Everyone thinks they can beat up an animal. It's like, could you fight off a cougar? Could you fight? I told you that the thing where a bunch of the these rich guys at a country club all were convinced that they could give themselves an IV. I'm like, have you ever given an IV? No, but I could do it. Like, you could put a needle in your own. Oh, yeah, no problem.
People way overestimate themselves on pretty much every level.
Yes.
So did you see we've got... So Matt Gaetz is not going to be Attorney General.
No, he stepped down.
Yeah, because he's saying it... Well, it would have just been a really bad distraction, is what he said.
What would have happened is he would have come out that he paid a 17-year-old for sex.
Yeah, he's being investigated for federal sex trafficking charges. Like, that's why you stepped down.
Look, I'm not here to talk politics, although I am.
That's exactly what you're about to do.
No, I just want one thing about Gaetz, and I don't care what your political affiliation is. No. Can't we all agree that there is no man or woman, and there's a lot of schmucks on Capitol Hill, as you well know.
Yeah,
there is no man or woman widely despised as that guy.
He's
and
right
it's
up there.
Both sides You see interviews with both sides about him of fellow constituents of his up on Capitol Hill, and they roll their eyes. They're like, yeah, that effing guy. Seriously, no one likes that guy. He is the most unpopular person on Capitol Hill ever.
And yet he was going to be the Attorney General.
Well, no, he's not.
No, he was, though.
He backed out.
He backed
out. Did you see who the nom is, who the pick is?
I saw there was a big, long post about they've already pivoted to someone else, and honestly, I did not take the time to read it.
Well, it doesn't whatever. But her name is Pam Bondi, and she's the Attorney General in Florida.
Okay.
And the only reason I bring this up is because I believe that Donald Trump has put together the best-looking cabinet in American history.
I see Pam here. Okay.
She's pretty hot.
Yeah.
I mean, you know.
Pam's cute.
But if you couple her with Kristi Noem, Tulsi Gabbard, and I don't know if you've seen his press secretary, Caroline Leavitt.
Oh, yeah. She's great.
Well, even that Pete Hegseth guy. He's a TV host.
Pete Hegseth? Yes.
Yeah. He's a handsome guy. Dr. Oz is a good-looking older guy. Yep. Are we going with just like...
I think it's the best-looking cabinet in American history. Dude, it's got to be.
Pam Bondi. The judge a book by its cover cabinet. Yeah.
By the way, Pam Bondi's 59. She looks great.
Yeah, she doesn't look 59
at
all.
She looks great for 59. And can we at least give him credit for nominating someone who was an attorney general as opposed to someone... that was paying 17-year-olds for sex?
You know who else is hot? Goes on the hot list? Mike Huckabee.
Yeah! That guy.
Chose him.
You like a little religious southern guitar playing? His daughter is?
There's no way she's 59. Yeah, seriously, look at pictures.
Yeah, Pam Bondi's 59.
That's crazy.
I like that you think Mike Huckabee's sexy. Better looking. Mike Huckabee, Sarah Huckabee.
Is he the one with the large adult sons? Mike Huckabee?
You don't know Mike Huckabee?
No, Sarah? I know, but is he the one with the large adult sons that
what does that mean? Large adult sons?
He has these two, I think he's the one who has these two kids that are these like giant twin looking, just,
oh,
I mean,
yeah. I think, my God. How did I not know about this?
Whoa.
Dude, they're like four spins.
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking
about. Whoa.
I had no idea. I'm not trying to be rude. Like I mean,
it wasn't me. Internet has dubbed them just, Mike Huckabee's large adult sons.
Dude, if you Google Mike Huckabee and then put an L, it pops up.
Wow.
Yeah, they are. By the way, they have one of those weird photos where they're all dressed alike. But
yes,
and well, by Huckabee, the way,
makes them look like little kids.
Let me just say for the record that when you're that big, you should not be wearing stripes. But
or matching.
But look,
although vertical stripes are supposed to slim you.
That's probably why they wore those. Yeah. Huckabee used to be a giant man. I didn't know that either. He lost a lot of weight.
Yeah, he's got a beard now, and like he has some sort of show like on YouTube where he plays the guitar and he's like all hip. And then his daughter, I think, is the governor of Arkansas.
Well, anyway.
And she used to take a lot of flack. People made fun of her for her looks, which is mean. Don't do that.
Yeah, don't do that. Only the brothers. Not the girls.
Well, look, it's...
Right? Isn't that what we...
I'm just saying, dude, it's got to be hard when you didn't ask for that. You just were raised in a public family and you happen to be a girthy individual. You know that's not fun. People coming out of the woodwork taking pot shots at you.
No, it's not.
No.
Anyway, I think that Trump has the hottest cabinet ever.
You know what?
And I'll go to my grave with that.
There's got to be another one. I would love it if he's picking solely based on that. Where's the Boebert gal? She's pretty hot. She's that level of crazy.
I don't think we need her on the cabinet.
Well, I'm just saying.
If you want to up the hot factor, you do.
She's hot and slutty. She's giving people like over the clothes handies.
That's right. Feeling those honkers at the show.
Yeah,
the
Beetlejuice shows. So, look, if we're going solely based on hotness, I think she's got to be in there. She could replace Linda McMahon. It's like the Secretary of Commerce. Linda McMahon's like 80.
I think she got education, didn't she?
She education?
Yeah. I love cows.
I just love the fact that if you've got a reality show, dude, come on down.
Hey, how much time are we going to have in our next seggy?
Not very much.
Damn it. I want to tell you about this porn star.
We'll have enough for that.
Will we have time?
Probably. If you go to break.
All right.
Football is football.
Football is football. Why that played?
Mm-hmm. Football's football.
Hey, there's you.
Yeah. No, football's football.
Why are we playing those?
I'm not playing those.
What is happening?
You were playing those.
I'm not playing it.
Football is football.
Football is football.
Guess we'll get to that porn star story tomorrow.
And so you got to do football.
All right. Well, we'll see if I can get the porn star story in next on The Fan.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, looks like we have time.
Squeeze it in?
Yeah, we're going to squeeze in some porn news.
Let's do it.
Before your super hot Ducks Beavers pregame show. Mm-hmm. So her name is Bonnie Blue. She's a porn star.
Bonnie Blue, are Googling?
She and a friend. Yeah, she's hot. She and a friend, a fellow porn star, were both deported from Fiji because they violated their visa filming OnlyFans content over there.
Yeah, you can't do that.
But she is under fire on the social medias because, and she's British, by the way, and she recently got kicked out of Australia as well.
So she's getting booted a lot of places.
Things are going great for her.
Yeah.
But
it's probably great for her OnlyFans, though. She's drumming up a lot of...
Exactly. You know. She's in the news. She knows
no such thing as bad publicity for porn stars.
That's right. So she's been called out because of a disturbing sex act that she claims that is beautiful. She claims it's beautiful, and everybody else is like, what the hell?
Oh, boy. Do I even want to know?
Well, I don't
have... Got any guesses?
I don't have to tell you.
Well, she's claiming it's beautiful, and everyone else is... Yeah. I got a bad...
What do you think it is?
I don't want to even
Let's
say.
Let's go through all the sex acts, one by one.
Well, she's claiming it's beautiful. Does this involve, like, her sister or something?
No.
Does it involve, like, a hot sister or, like, a hot family member?
I mean, you're getting closer. Kind of on the track with family.
You're getting closer.
Because, like, that whole stepdad thing is, like, that's, like, all the rage. The stepmom, you know?
She claims that she slept with a father and his adult son. At the same time.
Oh.
And of course, people are like, what?
Yeah.
But she's like, oh. So yeah. She went on a YouTube show.
Said it was great, huh?
Well, she said, I think it's brilliant to have that much of a good relationship with your son. For the son to have that much of a good connection with their dad, I think it's fantastic.
Boy.
Too many people, especially the 18-year-olds I knew when I was in school, would argue with their dads and not get on. I think to be able to come with your dad and sleep with me, it's great. Oh,
yeah.
I meant like
that's, don't.
Yeah,
no, don't. It wasn't. No.
That was
like,
miss.
Like show up. Like yeah,
be there.
That
yeah.
Turn a phrase. Yes. Yeah. Did sounded you bad.
That?
Wasn't.
Dump that.
Boy.
What do you think?
I've turned into John Anthony. You've turned me into John Anthony.
I've got it. You want information? Well, I told you.
I don't know if I want information.
What do you think?
Well,
what do you think? Beautiful or disturbing?
That's disturbing. I love my son, and I have a great relationship with my son. I would consider my son one of, if not my best friend. There's lines there. Hey, son.
Honey, why you want to go tap Bonnie Blue tonight? What do you think?
How does that even? Who suggests it? Who like what? You're just hanging out at a bar and Bonnie Blue comes over and it's like you two and you look at dad, you're like, yo, what's up, dad?
Now, people are claiming incest. But I don't...
No.
I don't know that I'd go that far. But I see where they're going.
Was there like a topsy-bottom sort of thing happening? Like,
look, let's not get into
that's
minutia here.
Yeah, it's problematic. It's problematic. How about that? How about it's problematic.
Not according to her. It's beautiful.
No, that's problematic. That's If I'll just say this right now, if you are doing that with your father or you're doing with that with your son, you have serious
yeah,
problems.
It's a bit of a problem.
It's more than a bit. That is a massive.
Well, let's not get carried away.
Well, she is hot. She is hot.
And apparently the father son are both into it, so.
Boy, there's some things you can't unsee, and I'm. Which is worse, the son being able to picture the dad or the dad being able to picture the son?
Definitely the son picturing the
yes,
dad.
Yes, that part.
That is definitely worse.
Now I'm trying to picture him like bro hugging afterwards or like high five. Ah. Da.
Hey, son, a few pointers.
Want me to go get your towel, Dad?
Yes, please. I have a few thoughts.
Oh.
On your techniques.
See, this is one of those I think a lot of dudes out there are like, dude, I would do this until push comes to shove and you're not doing that. There's just no way.
You think a lot of dudes are saying they'd do that?
I think there's a lot of really trashy people that if you put them in that situation would be like, whatever, you don't
tell. Hell yeah, son!
Well, it would be their only opportunity to be with her.
Yes.
Is if your dad is there.
Yeah.
Now, you put it that way.
Yeah. But then when you get in that moment, you're not close.
No. God, no.
No.
I can't. That's horrifying. It's a horrifying thought.
The Jack Rob?
Shut up. You don't have to. Gross.
Picture him in some flannel. Is he wearing his socks?
Then you go out and have a catch.
Hey, Dad.
Dad. Dad.
Picture my dad in his side hair.
James Earl Jones narrates the aftermath.
I don't know why, but whenever I picture like an old man, I think of like the 80s movie where the old man's got those sock godders on. They keep his black socks up.
Well, maybe it's gonna do it.
Maybe a white undershirt that he's wearing. Is there a hole in a sheet involved?
Coming up next, you've got Ducks, Beavers.
That's a hell of a transition right there.
College basketball for you. And our show returns back tomorrow. Joey Harrington will be a part of our program. If you miss Dan Lanning, I don't know, you can go podcast it or something. We'll be back tomorrow, 3-7 on the Fan Connect.